Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo! Welcome in to the Odd Couple. It is a Magic City Monday. And yes, we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
Thank you, Bill. We will do it
live. We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And welcome in, and yes, we are live on this day after Christmas, December 26th, and Rob Parker here, along with Martin Weiss, filling in for Chris Broussard, and we do want to start the program, and I just think this is, all we can say is we want to send our love and our prayers to the Broussard family, and Chris will be back, but... there's some challenges and things going on in life, and we just, you know, we're thinking about Chris and his family during this time. So there we go. We will go on. We'll be here all week. I'll be live. We'll have different co-hosts all week. So you want to definitely stay tuned. And Martin, how are you, and how was your Christmas? Let's do that first.
I know this. I had a much better Christmas than a few NFL teams, better than the Wilson household. I had a great Christmas with the Four Seasons brunch. Got some good stuff.
Four Seasons? You dating over your skis, huh?
Nah, hold on. No, first of all, I'm a national radio host now, buddy.
I'm sorry.
Let you know the checks are coming in. Hey, Bo, what's up with that? Second time I got in pocket check today. And less than an hour,
I'm
all right?
Just saying.
Between you and I, it was Sam. Everybody seems to be counting my paychecks.
I was just saying.
At the Four Seasons. Rob, it's a holiday. It's once a year. You know what I'm saying? You got to try to do it.
That's when they give you phony eggs and soggy sausages for $40.
No. That was at your Christmas brunch.
my Christmas brunch came out of a bag,
why it was soggy eggs right there. That's
saying.
Your point. I was in there with Hollywood's elite, the fit and the finest.
Okay, I'm just saying. So you got everything you wanted. Anything was the best gift you got?
Someone to come help me organize my closet.
That was your. It was a present.
Mm-hmm.
And they came on Christmas Day and organized, or before?
Ooh, I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, okay, but that was it. That's great.
But it was, that was the
can
gift.
Can you get rid of some of the stuff? Martin, you got too many I don't even know. I've never been in your closet, but I'm telling you. Too many clothes you don't wear, too many T-shirts. Bag them up and take them to the Salvation Army, and then
why are you yelling at me about this? And then I'm the one that asked for an organizer for Christmas to come help me get some of this stuff out of the house.
I'm trying to say, and then go down and donate it, and then take a $500,000 tax deduction.
You know what you could do, Martin? You could set up shop like Rob Parker and do a Martin for Less. And
you know it.
Should.
Kitchen area.
I should. The last time I did a big dump, I just went to Santa Monica Boulevard and just dropped the trash bag outside, and it was gone in 10 minutes.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. I went inside to like go get some food. By the time I walked back outside, bag too. All the clothes and the bag, so you know.
And all done. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Alex, of course, is our engineer. Bo is our producer for Rob G. And Monty Bolaños. Yeah, Monty is here with the updates. And Martin, we just talked about the holiday weekend. So, of course, we watched a lot of football yesterday and basketball. It was just a potpourri full of games to take in. But, of course, some team got embarrassed yesterday. Can we say that? What team got embarrassed yesterday?
Well, several teams, I feel like, had a tough look. First, I mean, you start the Dolphins with the 3 fourth quarter interceptions and now putting your quarterback back in concussion protocol. That was embarrassing. However, the number one embarrassment happened right here in Los Angeles as the Wilson. I mean, I just had a tough week to be a Wilson. Zach Wilson had a tough week. Russell Wilson had a tougher week. But, yeah, his head coach got fired. Nathaniel Hackett out of there as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. Because, like I said, you give up 51 points, rather, to the team in the midst of the worst Super Bowl defense in NFL history. You know, that's not going to get it done.
There it is. So the Broncos lose yesterday in embarrassing fashion, 51-14. To Baker Mayfield and the makeshift Rams. So there you go. Nathaniel can't hack it, couldn't hack it, and got dumped. There's still a few games to go. And after that, you're not waiting around, waiting till the end of the season. Once you realize this guy can't do the job and shouldn't be around, you pull the plug. There's no saving face or why do you got to do it now? There's only two games left. Let him finish out the string. Finish out what?
Well, you do it now because you didn't do it after game one.
Finish after what? There's no reason. And, Bo, did we get any of that sound we were looking for? Yeah, we did. So Martin, Chris and I were on this from day one, okay? Because guess who the interim coach is?
This Jerry Rosberg.
Okay, who was hired after week one to be their time management coach, like because he was so bad when Nathaniel Hackett started. And remember, he'll have to live it down. Instead of having Russell Wilson, who they traded for, gave up picks and signed to a huge deal, try to get a first down on a fourth down, right? Instead, they kicked like an 89-yard field goal, which made no sense. What did you go get Russell Wilson for? And instead, that started the whole thing.
Well, not only that, after kicking the field goal, went into his post-game press conference and was like, essentially, I don't know, right? It's one thing to make a bad decision, but it, like they said in The Wire, Slim Charles said, if it's a lie, we got to fight on that lie. At that point in time, you got to be like, look, I wanted to kick the field goal. I thought it was the best decision to make. And you stand on that until week two when you have a whole new game with all these new decisions. Even if in the locker room, you're like, hey, I messed up. Like, I think you still got to land on that.
I think you
and
just.
And he went back and waffled back and forth, and it just showed that he didn't have confidence in his own decision making.
And Chris and I were on this from day one. What do you have first, Bo? I gave him the nickname Can't Hack It, I think after week one or two. Like, it was, I was like, this guy, what is he doing? We got the tape. Here we go. Chris, you know, the ownership did not hire Nathaniel Can't Hack It.
Right.
And if I'm new ownership and I'm watching what's going on and I say to myself, what do you mean our defense is giving up 17 points a game? That's winning football, 17 points a game.
Right.
We can't score 20. We can't get 20. We're not 40, Chris. Not 38 a game. Not 35 a game. We can't score 21 points or 20? Dude. there's an issue. And the whole thing has been a disaster, Chris, since week one. You remember you had to hire somebody to help him manage time, a coach, in week two. We talked about it from the very beginning. Sometimes things just aren't the right match, or a guy's not ready to assume the responsibility. Yeah, that too. That too. All right, so there we were early on saying, boy, there were issues, and we do have one more sound clip from the Odd Couple previously. I don't know about you, but if I was writing a column for the Denver Post, Chris, last night, Nathaniel Hackett would have a new name in Rob Parker's column. Nathaniel can't hack it because he didn't know what he was doing. Chris, that was an awful game one for a head coach. I would be terrified. And here's the worst part, Chris. Dumb decision. We know that. Russell Wilson, you went out. You gave him $250 million. Everybody said Denver has everything but a great quarterback. That's all they need, and they'll win a championship. There you go. And instead, what you got from very early on, Chris and I knew this wasn't going to work. It was a bad hire. He came from Green Bay where Aaron Rodgers won the last two MVPs. So they thought, okay, we got him. We got a guy who helped Aaron Rodgers turn his thing around where everybody thought he was fading. And, of course, he won back-to-back MVPs. But everybody's not a head coach. We see it with Josh McDaniels with the Raiders. You know, as good as he is or has been as an offensive coordinator, he's not a head coach. And in this case, Nathaniel Hackett Martin wasn't good from the beginning. We smelled it out from the beginning. This is no shock to me.
No, I mean, it's no shock to me, but it just always goes back to me for this. The way that they hire head coaches is completely and totally backwards. If you, there's no other workforce, maybe besides Amazon, in which that has turnover of greater than 30% year after year after year after year. Like, maybe if you're delivering packages or something like that, that might be a different story. But a head coaching opportunity, especially in a situation where there's only 32 of them, and I get it. There's, if you're 32 of them, 31 of them are trying to stop you from being successful, right?
And normally you notice when there's an opening, it's because there's a bad team, you know, or a team.
Right. So that you're not walking into, you know, you're not. But to your point, this was a team that they said quarterback away, and the Fangio defense was still in place after they fired Vic Fangio. And you know what? Damn it. If you look around, if they scored, you know, the Broncos offense had averaged 21 points a game, I believe it'd be the best team in the AFC. Right?
Right. That's all they'd have to
score. So the defense was there. But it's just with me and Nathaniel Hackett, he got hired because, okay, you know what? Aaron Rodgers is unhappy in Green Bay. Maybe he's going to swing on down to Denver. There's all these rumors. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will go to Seattle. Maybe he'll be the next Broncos quarterback. He got Shannon Sharp on TV pounding the table. Said, come on down, Aaron Rodgers. And this is obviously before all the ivermectin and all of that. But still, the point remains, right? So what exactly did Nathaniel Hackett do at any point in his professional career that necessarily deemed him as quote-unquote worthy to be a head coach?
Well, I just gave it to you.
He was the offensive coordinator next to the guy who's really calling the plays, Matt LaFleur, and Aaron Rodgers, who's the MVP. And we've seen Aaron Rodgers, obviously, he's one of the most talented players out there. Look, you brought up Josh McDaniels. Name the success Josh McDaniels had without Tom Brady.
Right, but that is the natural step. I mean, what would be your hiring step? I don't want to make this how would you hire somebody? What would be?
Look, I understand what you're saying, but you know what? I'm not going to hire the guy behind Doug Marrone in his career. Okay, outside of the year when he had the 2020 highest scoring offense with Aaron Rodgers, who again
is
one of the most talented quarterbacks to ever walk this planet, okay, and wasn't even calling the plays because Matt LaFleur was calling the plays. This guy has gotten fired several different times along the way because the offense, they had a 7-game losing streak with the defending AFC championship game representative, right? The Jacksonville Jaguars. with Leonard Fournette and Blake Bortles. They had a 7-game losing streak the next year. He got fired. Like, he's just not the guy who is responsible for all of this type of success, right? They were 22nd in offense in Jacksonville before he left. Like, I'm just not understanding where, across the board, outside of his attachment to Aaron Rodgers, why anybody would have wanted him to be your head coach. And this is just another reason why. It's, you look back at all of this and you talk about, oh, XYZ doesn't interview well, XYZ doesn't, you know, he didn't impress the room. It's all a joke and it's all a smokescreen. Yeah, yeah, I don't buy none of it. There's no meritocracy in this whatever.
I don't know how you would then hire anybody then based on that.
Rob, maybe because I would take, instead of the guy who had the back-to-back MVP who's not calling plays for him, maybe I would have taken the guy who's been to 4 consecutive AFC championship games as the offensive coordinator.
And they say that it's Andy Reid and it's not him.
All right, so then why aren't we saying it's Matt LaFleur instead of Nathaniel Hackett, who gets to walk in, to your point, Rob, a team that had a, that was quote-unquote Super Bowl-ready minus a quarterback.
Well, we could argue, and I agree with that point, that he should have, you probably should have tried to find another coach who had more experience with a team like that, and you were getting a top quarterback, or at least we thought he was going to be a top quarterback. But anyway, let's do this. Nathaniel Hackett, should he have been fired earlier? Because I thought he should have been fired a month ago. Like, after that loss to the Raiders, there were plenty of bad games for the Denver Broncos before here. Is he all to blame? What are your thoughts on Nathaniel Hackett? Is he all to blame? Is this because of Russell Wilson? Or was he just not ready for the job? And maybe they should have pulled the plug. They hate to do it in the NFL. A lot of people believe you can't do it and it's not fair. I don't agree with that. I think once you realize somebody's no good, you should pull the plug, whether it's week 3 or week 15 or 16 or whatever it is. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Nathaniel Hackett gone. Was this the right move? And did they wait too long? Did they wait too long until the season was over? They probably could have pulled the plug, Martin, in week 3 or 4 and salvaged the season with somebody or some other situation. This was obvious. This was no good. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you can't hack it in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, the day after Christmas 2022. Oh. Can't believe it. 2023, right around the corner. It is the Odd Couple. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, that's 877-996-6369. We're talking about Nathaniel Ken Hackett, who got whacked by the Broncos with two games remaining in the season after that embarrassing loss to the Rams. Should he have been fired earlier? Thoughts on Nathaniel Hackett? Is he all to blame because he wasn't ready for this job? Or Russell Wilson, who has been awful this season? 877-99 on Fox.
Albert in California, what you got, brother? You're on the Aqua.
Trolling the rolling on the Magic City Monday.
Hey, up, my man, what's up?
They see me rolling.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. Hey, man. Nathan Hackett, he should have been fired a long time ago. That team looked like it quit on him yesterday. Like the defense was awful, offense was awful. They just looked like they didn't care about him yesterday. They said enough. We need him out of here.
You know what the thing was for me, Rob? You're looking at Brett Rippon and Dalton Reisner on the sidelines arguing and fighting. Like, what is your job as the head coach if it's not essentially to keep the troops in line, for lack of a better term?
Right. I don't know what else it would be. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's just nothing ever improved. It never got any better.
It was bad from jump, and you're right. It progressively got worse, and I get it when the quarterback, but yesterday was a total embarrassment. Like total.
Tony in Washington, you're on the Odd Couple, buddy. What you got?
Yeah, I seen up here in Seattle, we were seeing slippage in Russell Wilson. I ain't saying he's washed up. I think they made the right move. They had to, you know, he's 34, and this is his peak value. Is it all Nathaniel Hackett's fault? No, Russell's been throwing terrible. Those interceptions yesterday were awful. Just by 5 feet.
Yeah, and you know what? I got to give people in Seattle credit because they did call in and say that he wasn't the same quarterback and that we would find out. Like I remember that. It wasn't like people – because Chris and I had a big argument. I don't remember, Alex, if you remember or if somebody else remembers, but Chris and I had a big argument, and it was, do you keep Pete Carroll or you keep Russell Wilson? And Chris was all about Russell Wilson, and I was like, Pete Carroll, because if you have a quarterback who keeps fighting you, doesn't want to be there, got issues – dude, once a guy doesn't want to be somewhere, sometimes you got to make that move. And they did it, and Seattle's looking better than where we are. We got one more to squeeze another one in,
Mike. Mike and Camarillo, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. Hope you guys' Christmas was great. Looking forward to the new year.
Oh, absolutely. So, it was spectacular, no doubt.
Good. So, Rob, I'm not sure you remember when I called in about maybe a month ago saying Hackett needed to be gone week three, week four. When I saw this news this morning, I was like, all right, this Christmas is now the best Christmas ever.
That was your Christmas prep. And you know what? I think Chris and I were both with you early on. It was obvious, Mike, that this wasn't going to work, wasn't it?
didn't know. It wasn't going to work. Hackett, like, I hear he's a great guy off the field, everything like that, but he was not ready to be a head coach.
And some guys just aren't, and it looked like that here early on. And you knew he wasn't going to survive anyway. They got a new owner who didn't hire him. They're going to change everything, okay? They just didn't get a chance to put their hands on it
the
yet.
The thing about Hackett is he didn't even give himself a shot. He didn't even give it. Cause,
I don't think John Elway is going to survive new ownership. I don't.
To be honest, I mean, when you look at some of the decisions that he's made, especially in the quarterback department.
He's been
terrible. Is easily, by far, the biggest swing and miss that he's had. But the list of quarterbacks is long. All right, let's put it like this to you, Rob. If Peyton Manning doesn't break his neck in Indianapolis, which makes him a free agent and available, and Denver then signs him, what is the last 20 years of Broncos football
Nothing.
Been?
Nothing. It would have been bad. It would have been bad. There's no doubt about it. And that was about the defense, as you know. And Peyton Manning was there for the ride.
That defense was so good. It had Brock Osweiler fooling the NFL.
Right.
Brock Osweiler got paid.
If you remember,
all around.
Peyton Manning got benched for him.
Well, he got hurt. Peyton Manning got hurt.
No, but he got benched and then he came back in
the playoff stretch. But
I'm saying.
And then Brock Osweiler got paid $500 million to go to Texas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's welcome in one of our favorite guests, Justin Adams, a CBS News Colorado sports anchor, Pac-12 Network announcer as well. And we say, how was your Christmas? Merry Christmas. Great to have you on, Justin.
Man, you know what? It was a blessing to be able to, you know, have a great Christmas with the family. You know, I have two kids.
Yes.
So we were able to sit around, unwrap gifts, you know, presents and everything. And then around 2 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, we end up watching the Broncos game. I never seen my kids cry so bad in my life.
Wow. It was bad. And, Justin, you know on this show, I said he was Nathaniel can't hack it, and he couldn't hack it almost from day one. How bad really was it? Because his tenure started off so rocky with the bad decision in week one for the 65-yard field goal. He had to hire a clock management coach in week two, you know, before the start of week two. It was bad from the start.
Well, guys, it wasn't just bad from that point. I'll take you back to training camp, where the Broncos had in their training camp, and we all counted about five practices where they actually hit. Like, when they actually went out and did what you're supposed to do in the game of football, like hit somebody, they only had five practices when they did that. And the main reason why at the time was Nathaniel Hackett said that he wanted to keep the guys healthy. He wanted them all to get to the finish line. Well, here's the issue with that. The Broncos have the most players on injured reserve in the NFL, like in the league. They had the most players on injured reserve. So your idea of you saying that you're going to keep the guys healthy didn't work. And then you go back what happened with that 64-yard field goal where you had an opportunity on fourth and five to move your team closer against Seattle. And then you go up against the Texans where you didn't even have an idea of how to adjust the clock, like how to roll with the clock and make a play call. Guys, it got so bad to the point where I took my son to that game. And my son, you know, I'm teaching him how to count. He's 3 years old. I'm teaching him to count from 1 to 10. He was able to learn how to count from 10 to 1 because all the fans in the stands were counting down the play clock.
Right.
Just to make sure that he knew what he was doing. It was just ridiculous.
I remember that because it was so bad. What's been the reaction there in Denver?
Well, the reaction is
look, it another holiday?
Was done, right? It is a little bit of a holiday, but I think it's two-sided. On one side, it's, well, it's about time something was done because we all saw that it wasn't working. But it also comes with a somber note again where you're going through another coaching change. I mean, you think about it. You have Nathaniel Hackett now gone, Vic Fangio gone, Vance Joseph gone. Then you go before him and you have Gary Kubiak, who did win you a Super Bowl. You know, he left after two seasons. And so it's just another year where you look at the Broncos, the franchise that, you know, had coaches like Dan Reeves for years, had coaches like Mike Shanahan for years. Now you have to look at another coaching change in, what, the last 7 years? It's just it's something that is not – fans here in Denver aren't really used to, especially with a team that is used to having a lot of stability.
Our guest is Justin Adams, of course, from CBS News Colorado. He's a sports anchor there, Pac-12 Network announcer as well, here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Justin, Martin Weiss, hope you're staying warm out there, brother, in Colorado. Had to ask, though, so – you're saying in practice, with not the hits, you know, saying they weren't hitting, only 5 days of hitting. Was that the first kind of canary in the coal mine? Because we all saw the decision-making on Monday Night Football, and it was obviously being the last game of week one, kind of the low-hanging fruit for everybody on Tuesday morning to be like, what is this guy doing? Was there anything besides the lack of hitting in training camp that showed that, hey, maybe this is going to be a complete disaster? Because I say that to say, because that's not a crazy thing to say, I want to get my guys healthy. But that's not what happened throughout the course of this season. It's not because they lost so many dudes due to injury why this team is so bad.
Yeah, it's like going in basketball and saying, hey, we're not going to have our guys run sprints because we want their legs to be fresh for the game. That's pretty much how it was. And so for guys like myself who played college ball at the University of Colorado, shout out to Coach Prime, by the way, and for other individuals who played pros who cover the Broncos as well, we were all looking around like, hey, aren't you supposed to have more hitting? Aren't you supposed to have at least to some extent to where you get your guys physically ready to play an NFL season? And that's when we all looked around like, okay, we trust it. It might be something new that we've never seen. Let's see how it, you know, falls out. And obviously it didn't work in the Broncos' favor this year.
Justin, people in Seattle were saying, okay, wait till you watch Russell Wilson a little closer when he got that deal. And maybe it just sounded like, you know, they were jealous, they were mad that he didn't want to be there anymore. But they gave a warning that he hadn't been the same guy. And it's shocking how terrible he's been.
It's more unbelievable to see guys wide open. He just doesn't see them. I mean, there was one play yesterday where Cortland Sutton is literally jumping for the football, and he ended up throwing an interception in the back of the end zone. And there's been several plays like this. You go back to K.J. Hamler in the Thursday night game against the Colts where he is literally wide open on the right side of the field, not in one passing window, but in two passing windows. It doesn't happen. He gets so frustrated in the back of the end zone after the ball is intercepted that K.J. Hamler slams his helmet. It has been literally from the top to the bottom where guys have just continued to be more and more frustrated with Russell Wilson. And look, we know that Nathaniel, as you say, can't hack it, right?
Yes.
But it's also Russell Wilson who has a lot to accountability that he needs right now too. So whoever's the next head coach needs to step in and really get in his face and make him at least have something back of what he used to be, because this isn't working.
Well, you know, Justin, if you looked at all those coaches in Seattle, they tried to run in to get Russell Wilson right. I mean, it's a long list of severed heads on the pike. I want to ask you this. You just said shout out to Coach Prime. Denver, the Colorado area has had, you know, a lot of high profile coaches walking in. Or I should say high profile coaching hires coming in. What do you expect to – okay, so I'm trying to figure out the way to phrase this. Nathaniel Hackett got about, what, 14 games to get right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, mm-hmm. Deion Sanders is going to have a much longer runway than that. But what do you expect to see out of the first year from Deion and Coach Prime in Colorado?
Well, it's a 1-11 roster. So no matter how much you flip it throughout the transfer portal and no matter how many five-star, whatever-star kids you get, you still need time for that roster to be able to gel together. And so when you try to build up team chemistry, it takes a little bit in order to happen. And so I see that the Buffs would, at best, a 7-6 win team next year. That's at best. And you look at their schedule that they have next year, and it's just ridiculous. You start off the season at TCU. You continue on against TCU, then you go at home against Nebraska, at home against CSU, and then you still have to play teams like USC, Stanford, other tough teams like that as well. And so I see the Buffs winning 6-7 games, and then with a full season to be able to recruit, I see definitely Coach Prime being able to get more guys on the roster.
All right, Justin, we appreciate you. Justin Adams from CBS News Colorado, a sports anchor, and, of course, on the Pac-12 Network. He works there as well. Justin, man, we appreciate you so much. Thanks for the knowledge, the insight, and Happy New Year, bro.
Hey, fellas, always a blessing to have me on, and Happy New Year.
All right. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Coming up next, we got a little Shekel City, Stick and Stay America.
I love it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios on the day after Christmas, December 26, 2022. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. It is a Magic City Monday. And it's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Hey, Bo, where's Bo? You got me, Bo?
There. Yeah, what's up?
All right, Bo knows. If you guys follow me on social media, you could see, speaking of Shekel City, right, on this Magic City Monday, Bo, how do you like that hoodie I got? Bo took some pictures for me.
That is one of the most impressive hoodies I think I've ever seen in my life. So.
Alex, you saw it too.
Rob, I told you, your next endeavor needs to be opening a place here and called the Black Horse.
The
That's what you need to do.
Is that it?
I would love that.
All right. There we go. Magic City, man. Check me out. I got the hoodie I got for Christmas on social media. Thank you to Magic City. All right. Let's do this. Shekel City. BetMGM is a great place to put down a few shekels. And Martin, are you ready for? I was on Friday, the last time we were together, I was 3-0.
There you go.
My best bet, I'm taking the Chargers -3.5. They're in Indianapolis against the Colts. Clippers -5.5. They're at the Pistons, and currently the Pistons are trailing by one. Every time I bet against the Pistons, they win outright, Martin. Every time I bet against them.
All four, five
like,
times?
Like, ridiculous, yes. But I bet the Clippers -5.5. And I got the Pelicans -2.5. They're hosting the
Pacers.
I like
the Pelicans tonight.
Yeah, -2.5. That's a small lead spread there. But there you go. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Martin, let's stick with the Denver Broncos and everything that's going on.
Real quick, I wanted to say on the topic of the New Orleans Pelicans, I have a piece coming out about Larry Nance. He's doing a jersey auction after every home game to support New Orleans Public Schools. I interviewed him, and that should be coming out on, if not tomorrow, the next day.
Coming out where?
On at Martin Weiss, my Twitter.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out where you didn't say where it was coming out. I got you.
Well, you know, I'm trying to get the name out there, trying to get the word out.
All right. That's all good. I'll look forward to that. It's a simple question. I know there's two games to go. You're paying your quarterback, Russell Wilson, a gazillion dollars. Should he be benched? Should he finish out the season? Should he keep playing? What would you do if you're the Broncos? Because he's god-awful. And I don't even know. Maybe he needs to sit down for the last 2 weeks. I think I would bench him.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to bench Russ because ultimately unless it's a scenario like it was last game, because Brett Rippon, we've seen him play, and he's no better. And Russ is the guy that's got all this money, and he's the one that we're – I'll put it like this. The Broncos are heavily invested in trying to figure out Russell Wilson and get him back to a place where he can be an effective quarterback as opposed to, you know, just trying to see if Brett Rippon's not the answer. You don't have the answer on your roster currently, so I would try to figure it out with what I got. But, I mean, ultimately, this is it's six in one hand and half dozen in the other. Like, you're in bad shape regardless as the Broncos right now.
Yeah, but it might just be that his head, that he needs to step away. You got other players out there who are like, dude, is there any penalty to playing poorly? Or if I played this poorly, would they sit me down? I get the money part, but he hasn't earned the right to play. He has been as bad. I still can't even get over how bad. Aren't you surprised at how bad he is?
I'd say, well, the thing is, I didn't think that Russ was a great reader of defenses in the first place. But I am surprised that for a guy who was so elite at making second reaction plays and second reaction throws that it has just evaporated. It's completely gone. And that's what shocks me is the things that he used to do well, he does, I mean, doesn't even do them anymore. Not even does them poorly. He doesn't even do them anymore, which is crazy to think that if you were to say, okay, Rodgers, Brady, Russell Wilson, which one is going to have the farther drop? Russ is the one that's had by far the farthest from their heights, which is crazy to me.
Yeah, I would agree with that because there were a couple of years ago where they didn't have a good defense and they were getting smoked. But he was putting up big numbers.
And he was able to move around, get outside the pocket, and make things happen. How many times have you seen Russell Wilson throw a ball to Tyler Lockett that just drops right over his shoulder because he's running around and made some wiggles? But it's just over with that.
But
now,
there were people saying about, be careful what you wish for about letting Russ cook. That ain't the best way. That when they won in Seattle, they ran the football, and then they had him, throw the ball in spots and situations and circumstances. But it wasn't just him throwing the ball around, and that was the rub between him and Pete Carroll, who didn't believe in that, with just letting Russ cook.
Yeah, and you know, Pete, he came out with there. I think they were 7-1 when he goes on his radio show and says, you know, Geno's playing really great because of the wristband, and he's just going off the plays. And I thought it was a little bit of a gratuitous shot at your boy Russell Wilson, and they've lost four or five games since that moment. So, you know, saying God don't like ugly.
Geno made the Pro Bowl.
Right, but look at the NFC, and then you'll figure out how.
Ain't that crazy?
I think ultimately that's part of the reason why I kind of shy away from these ideas. I want a coach who's also a quarterback who's also calling plays. Like, I think they have divisions of labor in professional sports overwhelmingly for a reason. You got your coaches coaching, your GMs being GMs, and your players playing. Well, and it should be collaborative, but ultimately those people are responsible.
No doubt. People think that you don't need coaching and just let the players go out there. There's a coaching that's involved that you need. So I think there's people need coaching, and Russ just has been bad. I don't know what else to say other than it's been an ugly, ugly first year in Denver. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We're going to turn to the NBA coming up next.
Five,
the Lakers are in
four,
bad shape.
Three.
Stick and stay.
Unless you're J.D. Buzz.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.